This is Carl Valeri with the Stuck Mike Avcast reporting for Sun and Fun Radio out here on the home built corner here. And I'm looking at a Vans aircraft that actually is, it's not painted yet. It's kind of cool to see because I can see all the materials. And standing here with the owner. And what type of aircraft and what is your name?
My name is Jeff Liebman, and it's RV-8.
RV-8, okay. And you built this one yourself?
Started in late 2000, and it's been flying since 2008.
Okay, and is this your first aircraft that you built?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
And it took about how many hours? Were you able to work on it?
I never even played the hours game on it. I really didn't. Yeah. You know, it seemed like some people, you know, they punch a time clock or somehow the other kept track of it. I just know there's countless hours in it. And to me, it was more, I started it in September of 2000 and it flew in 2008. That's the way I look at it. A lot of hours.
A lot of hours. Are you, and you've been a pilot for a few years?
Been a pilot since, I guess, about 1981. Yeah.
Okay, and
a little over a year now, retired Air Force pilot.
Oh, okay. What did you fly in the Air Force?
The C-17, the Globemaster III.
Cool. Great airplane. It how's it compared to this?
Just as nimble. Yeah, the C-17 is, for a big, heavy airplane, is very, very peppy.
You really?
Know,
wow.
Flight controls and things like that, so... But, you know, it's a plane is a plane, you know, a guy with a stick, so.
Now, with this aircraft here, it seems like it's a good performer, the RV. If somebody wants to do, say, aerobatics or wants to go fast, would this be a plane for them?
Yes, yeah. It's the airplane is designed for, I always like to call it gentleman's aerobatics. It's not unlimited, 9Gs. The RVs, I think most of the RVs are good, other than the RV-9 and the RV-10. They're good for plus 6Gs, minus 4Gs. Most folks want to probably stick more towards the positive Gs than the negative Gs. I don't really do aerobatics in this airplane. I built it as a go-places airplane.
Right, and as far as someone building for the first time, what would you suggest they do? Get in with somebody else to build or to...
It all depends on where you are in life. You know, Vans kits, you start out with a tail kit. That's reasonably affordable. You know, it's like, I think, $1,300, $1,400 now for the tail feathers part. And then it's like a college course, right? If you make it through the tail kit, then you're either going to get hooked or you're not going to want to do it. And then you move on to the wing kit, and then there's the fuselage kit, and then a finish kit. And it's a hard question to answer, you know? It's a journey. First thing I'll tell people, building an airplane is a journey. You're going to make friends. You have to make friends. You have to... you have to network. That's very important in it. Yeah.
Now, yeah, you have a network, but how about the Vans? Can you go to them for some information?
Yeah, they have technical support. They have reasonably good for this kit. They have reasonably good instructions. Some of their newer kits actually have very detailed instructions. You know, more pitcher, do this with pitcher type of stuff. This particular airplane is kind of more, you have to really study the drawings. But there's still a lot of higher technology even in this particular kit. You know, the way they punch the holes in the skin and, you know, I mean, it's come a long way.
Yeah. Great. Now, how about Sun and Fun? Is this a usual trek for you? Or
yeah, first time.
Really? Yeah. Well, have you? Yeah.
I haven't even really begun to walk around yet. I'm going to go start checking.
That's because I'm holding you up for this.
Yeah.
That's
why. So,
well, the beer tends that way.
I grew up in South Florida.
Oh, really?
Like down in the Fort Lauderdale area. And I don't even think I ever even remember hearing. I know this is the 38th one.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't even know about Sun and Fun until I really started getting into building this airplane. I knew a little bit about Oshkosh. But so after retirement, I came back to South Florida. And I'm a virgin. This is my first time at Sun and Fun.
I tell you what, this is Sun and Fun's a blast. I've been doing this for over 20 years.
Yeah.
And the neat thing about Sun and Fun, you'll meet people there, make friends, you'll be back.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Oh, I'm sure I'll bump into folks that I know here, like the Vans guys at the 10. I probably know them. This guy right here is a guy I went to high school and middle school with.
Oh, wow.
That he just started building one of these.
And you're going to help him out, hopefully?
Well, he lives in Denver, so that would be a long commute for me to go and help him rivet. If I had the Learjet, I could go fly out there and work with him on weekends. But I'm still $1 million shy of being a millionaire. So so that's about it. Yeah, this is my first time at Sun and Fun. I've been... to other fly-ins. I still haven't got the pin on the map for Oshkosh yet. That someday.
Honestly, this is going to be my first year at Oshkosh also.
Yeah.
So I'm excited about that. But yeah, hey, welcome to Sun and Fun. This is just a great event. And for someone who's looking at a RV, this would looks like it's the place to be. I mean, they have the Team RV.
You know, I'll put a plug in for Vans Aircraft. There's a lot of different kit companies out there, and I don't knock the other kit companies. Airplanes are cool, but you know, power and numbers. If you go to the website for Vans, they have a thing called the Hobbs meter, and you look at the number of aircraft that have flown. I mean, they're just under 8,000. That is a lot of airplanes.
That is a bunch of airplanes.
The numbers, you know, speak for the kit. And also, you know, the original RV-1 is parked over there. I'm going to go look at that here. That's Dick Van Grunsven's, like, his first deal back in, I think it was the late 60s or the early 70s, somewhere over near the Vans tent.
Okay, yeah.
It's so on the internet. Somebody bought it. And they kind of, a team of people restored it literally over the course of about a month. It wasn't in horrible shape. And now they're going to fly that thing all over the country. It's kind of like just a testimony to Dick Van Grunsven, the guy that started the whole RV movement. So that'd be something interesting for folks to go check out before they leave here, the RV-1.
Well, definitely. I'll have them send them out here. It's kind of easy to find your airplane. It's the one near all the Team RV. It doesn't have a finish on it, but I'm sure it's going to look really pretty.
I can go fly with these guys. Well, they're good. I mean, there's been a lot of internet write-ups on these guys. They're really good. They're ex-military guys, maybe a lot of formation skills. I used to do a little bit of that when I first started flying, but I seen a few things that scared me. You know, guys that really maybe shouldn't have got into it.
Right.
You know, people bouncing off your wing real close, and I went, you know, I did a little bit of this in the Air Force, and there's risk involved in it, and unless you're with the right folks, I kind of back out of it. I miss it. It's a lot of fun, but it is a lot of work. Sure. So,
now, how about the paint scheme? Have you come up with one on this?
If I ever get it painted, it's definitely going to have checkerboard on it. I love checkerboard. Yeah,
awesome.
Definitely love checkerboard, and I like grays, so maybe something with gray, but...
Oh, awesome.
TBD, to be determined, whenever. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Well, Jeff, I sure appreciate it. And again, welcome to your first Son and Fun.
Okay.
This is Carl Valeri with Son and Fun Radio reporting right here in the whole Milk Quarter with Jeff Lieberman. Take care, Jeff.